All right, good morning. Morning, everyone. As Alistair said, I'm just back from a year working in South Africa, and I was working in a school in what we would call a slum area. Over there, they call them townships. And I was teaching English and Bible lessons and art and sport and running some Bible clubs. So this morning, I just wanted to share with the boys and girls and share with everyone just a little bit about the children in South Africa. So we're going to look at some things. I don't know if you can see these pictures. And we're going to look at the way these children are and see how they're different to us. And I wanted to tell me, first of all, what's different about this wee girl? Do you know?
They're brown.
Uh-huh, they've got brown skin, haven't they? Yeah? And they don't really look like us because we don't have brown skin. Yeah?
They don't get
sunburned just as easily, that's right. They don't have to put on sun cream like we do. They don't go red in the sun. And do you notice something about her hair? I don't know if you can see it very well. Does anyone see anything about her hair? Yeah?
Isn't as long as it should be.
No, it's not very long. Sure it's not. And it kind of sits up in wee spikes. And you know the boys here, they spend lots of money on hair gel, don't they, to try and make their hair all spiky? Well, these kids' hairs just go like that. And so they're quite different from us in the way they look, aren't they? They're different. And I'm going to look at another picture. Can you tell, what are those kids wearing? What kind of clothes are they wearing? Are they wearing a nice shirt or a skirt like we're wearing? No? What are they wearing? Yeah? They're wearing rags. They're wearing blankets. And these blankets aren't even to keep these kids warm. This, in their culture, their mum and dad, they save up all their money and they buy them a blanket, even in the hot, hot summer, because that's what their culture is like and that's what's cool to wear. You know, for us, it's cool to wear, like, Adidas or something, and we save up lots of money. Well, this is what they save up their money for. And you see their wee welly boots as well. Isn't that funny? So they dress really differently from us as well, don't they? They don't really look like us in the way they dress. You wouldn't see anyone walking around Lisburn like this, would you? No. Okay, so let's look at the next picture. Whose house looks like that? Does anybody live in a house like this? No? Well, this is the kind of houses that these children live in. And I remember when I was growing up, I used to complain to my mum and dad that I had to share a bedroom with my sister. And I thought this was the worst thing in the world. Well, these children, they live in these houses, which only have one room, and they have their brothers and sisters, their mummies and daddies, and maybe the granny and granda or an auntie and uncle. They have lots of people that live in these little houses. There's another picture of the houses. Do you see these houses in the background? And that's where they live. And see, when it rains, the rain just trickles through, or if it's really stormy and windy, their wee house will fall down. And we don't live in houses like that, so that's another thing that's different about us and these children. Well, let's look at the next picture. What do you think this is? Do you know? A toilet? Who goes to a toilet like that? Does any of you go to a toilet like that? No. This is the kind of toilet that these children have to use. And it's not just their toilets at school, this is their toilets at home as well. They don't have flush toilets with nice little air fresheners. This is all they have to use, and it's just a wee hole in the ground. So that's another thing that's different. They use different toilets as well. Not very nice, sure it's not. Well, what about this next picture? Do you see the game that I'm playing with these kids? Who plays with cars? Who has cars or who has dollies? I'm sure all the girls have dollies, yeah? And what are the boys? What do you boys play with? Yeah?
Cars.
Cars, yeah. Well, do you know, these kids don't have dollies and cars. So what they do you know what the boys do? Who likes football? Yeah, these boys love football. And they collect newspapers that they probably find on the ground, and they scrunch them up into a big ball, and then they'll tie string around it, and they'll play football with a big bundle of newspaper. Isn't that funny? We wouldn't do that, sure we wouldn't. And the girls, they play games like this. They taught me a little game where you clap your hands together. I'm sure some of you know it. And they draw patterns on the dusty ground, and they'll do little mazes, kind of like our hopscotch. So there we can see that the games they play are really different. And let's look at this. What's this girl got in her hand? Can anyone see? Can you all see? Do you know at the back there? A banana. I wish it was a banana. Unfortunately, it's not.
Ginger?
No. Yes?
Is it a bird's foot?
You're right, it's a bird's foot. It's a chicken's foot, and that's what they eat a lot. And that's what I had to eat when I was there. Isn't that disgusting? And this foot, you see that it still has the nail and everything on it. And you get this and you have to chew at it and suck it. It's not very nice. But this is what these children eat. And they love eating food like that. And another thing that they eat is sour milk. They get the milk carton and they leave it sitting out in the sun for a few days until it's all thick and smelly. And then they take it in and they'll drink it like that. Isn't that terrible? And we don't eat food like that, sure we don't. But these children, they don't run down to McDonald's or they don't get nice sweeties. They eat food like this, and this is the kind of food that they like. Okay, so we'll just look at a couple more photos of them. And I want to tell you one more thing. Do you think these children speak English?
No.
Does anyone know what language they speak?
Mm.
I have a guess, yeah?
African.
African. It's an African language, but it has a funny name. And the name is Xhosa. Can anyone say that? It has a wee click in it. And do you know this language is full of clicks? Would you like me to teach you a wee bit of it? Yeah, so that you can turn around and you can tell your mummies and daddies. Well, we'll say hello. Hello is molo. Can you say that?
Molo.
Molo. Everybody say molo.
Molo.
We're all very shy this morning. You can go home and you can say that. That's an easy one. But it does. It's a very hard language and very difficult. And these children, they speak that language. So we've seen this morning a lot of differences in these children. They're different to us in how they look, in what clothes they wear, in where they live, and what toilet they use, in how they play, and in the food they eat, and the language they speak. They're really different. But there's something that's really similar, and there's something that we have in common with those children. Does anyone know what that is? Yes.
Sin.
Sin, yes. We're all sinners, and that Jesus loves all of us, and that Jesus died for all of us. And even these children, thousands of miles away, who are totally different to us, who don't know anything, who didn't know anything about Jesus, Jesus still loves them. Even though they use a yucky toilet, and even though they eat funny food, and even though they look different, that Jesus still loves them, as much as he loves me and you. Isn't that amazing? And what I realised when I was away, that Jesus really doesn't care what anyone looks like, and Jesus doesn't care where anyone lives or what anyone has done in their past. Jesus loves all of us the same, and he wants us to realise that as well. And even people in our own homes and our schools and our churches and our works, that everybody is the same, and Jesus loves everyone the same. And everybody deserves to hear about Jesus. We don't have to go across the world because there's people here that don't know about Jesus and that Jesus died for them. And I want just to challenge myself and to challenge everyone here just to remember that, and that everyone we meet is somebody that Jesus loves, even people that we don't like or even people that aren't very nice. Remember that they deserve to hear about Jesus too. So will you remember that this morning? And can I also ask you, would you pray for these children? Because they didn't know about Jesus, and they'd never heard about Jesus. And now they know, but it's very difficult for them in their culture, because they believe a lot of other things as well. And so it's very difficult for them to put their trust in Jesus. So will you pray for them, that they would put their trust in Jesus, and that they would learn more about him? All right?